Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Just feel compelled that there's one of you out there in this audience that is terrified of flying, but you need to fly to go somewhere to do something for the kingdom. And so my prayer for you is that you will just settle in to the grace of God, and His peace will surround you and give you the comfort that you need. He is with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will give your heart peace as you fly. Okay, we are finishing up Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 through 29 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Follow after peace with all men and the sanctification without which no man will see the Lord, looking carefully lest there be any man who falls short of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and maybe many be defiled by it. Lest there be any sexually immoral person or profane person like Esau, who sold his birthright for one meal. For you know that even when he afterward desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for a change of mind, though he sought it diligently with tears. For you have not come to a mountain that might be touched, and that burned with fire, and to blackness, darkness, storm, the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which those who heard it begged that not one more word should be spoken to them, for they could not stand that which was commanded. Even if an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned, from Exodus 19, 12 through 13. So fearful was the appearance that Moses said, I am terrified and trembling, from Deuteronomy 9, 19. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable multitudes of angels, to the festal gathering and assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, from Jeremiah 31, 31, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better than that of Abel. See that you don't refuse him who speaks, for if they didn't escape when they refused him who warned on earth, how much more will we not escape who turn away from him who warns from heaven, whose voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens, from Haggai 2:6. This phrase, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that have been made, that those things which are not shaken may remain. Therefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let's have grace, through which we serve God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire, from Deuteronomy 4:24. Lord God, you are a consuming fire, and just as the Israelites were terrified to even go near the mountain, and we're not even supposed to touch the mountain, but they were afraid of your voice. They were had a holy respect and awe of you. So must we have a holy respect and awe of you, except for the fact that we are in a new covenant now, and we are now the firstborn of your children, which is a beautiful phraseology, because if you think about it, throughout the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, it was the firstborn that was conveyed all of the financial wealth, and the honor of the family went to the firstborn. And so just knowing that we are part of the first fruits of the firstborn of your creation as Christ followers, it's just such a it's a comfort, Lord. And so I thank you for that. Lord, someday you have shaken the earth with earthquakes, but one day you will shake the heavens. And in light of that, Lord, we realize how little control we actually have in this world, that you ultimately have all control. You are sovereign over the earth and over the heavens. And therefore, we must worship you with holy reverence and awe. But I thank you so much that at the end of this passage, it says that your kingdom cannot be shaken. And I rest on that today, Lord, because there are many kingdoms in this world that are shaking right now as I pray this. There are people putting their trust in governments and leaders, and those leaders can be deposed, and those countries can go through hardship. No government is going to save us. You are the solid ground on which we stand. As the song goes, all other ground is shifting sand. And so, Lord, help us to realize and discern when we are standing on false promises versus when we're standing on the true promise of who you are and how powerful you are. We worship you today. We revere you. We say without colloquialism, you are awesome. And you deserve all of our praise, all of our allegiance, all of our life, and all of our worship. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast or you feel led to, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Or if you want to advertise on Pray Every Day, you can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter@marydemuth.com. And she will get back to you about pricing. It's affordable. And you're going to reach an audience that loves to pray and that loves Jesus. And so if that's your audience, it might be a perfect way to reach your people. Hope you're having an amazing day. And thank you so much for praying for this show.